in the limelight.
The militaristic and imperialist foreign policy of the United States has negative consequences for every aspect of life in the U.S. and abroad. Stay with us for an article in this regard, written jointly by Sam Correlinder and Olivia Donocci, writers. This article is published under the heading Negative Consequences of Boundless U.S. Militarism and Imperialism. Here's the details. In recent years, the U.S. has seen great numbers of people and mass movements take to the streets to challenge the status quo. While domestic outrage grows, resistance to the U.S. war machine remains limited. Even as President Joe Biden is looking to pass a military budget of $813 billion, this bloated budget proposal comes as inflation makes basic products unaffordable and funds for the ongoing pandemic are gutted. The militaristic and imperialist foreign policy of the United States has negative consequences for every aspect of life in the U.S. and abroad. As long as Americans are investing so much in the military, not only will Americans not have the money to invest in better things, but they're also exacerbating countless problems on a global level. In order to create the world Americans want and need, U.S. social movements must take up the struggle against militarism. Here are just ways that injustices in the U.S. are fueled by the war machine. Police violence is armed by the Pentagon. Since 1996, 1,033 program has been providing excess military equipment to police departments throughout the United States of America. A 2014 ACLU report titled War Comes Home found that militarized police act aggressively and violently, target black and brown communities, and kill Americans at an alarming tempo. This violence was shown explicitly when city police departments as well as federal police and the National Guard were deployed to tear gas, bludgeon, and kettle anti-racist protesters in 2020. Within the last year, we saw activists in Los Angeles and water protectors in the indigenous-led struggle to stop Line 3 from being subjected to similar militarized police suppression. The so-called war on terror has fueled the criminalization of immigrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has a massive surveillance database that it uses to track immigrants and immigrant rights activists. ICE is a direct product of the so-called war on terror, which eroded basic privacy rights and established some of the United States' most draconian anti-immigrant policies, which the Biden administration is maintaining. The so-called war on terror also ramped up the long-standing militarization of the United States-Mexico border and raids on immigrant communities. U.S. warmongering fuels hate. Last year, anti-Asian hate crimes in the United States jumped 339%, It is no coincidence that this spike happened as the United States was pushing a foreign policy of military containing China. Similar spikes in anti-Asian violence throughout the United States were prevalent when the United States was at war with Japan and waging a military invasion of Vietnam. During the height of the so-called War on Terror, similar racist violence and systematic racism were directed at Arab and South Asian communities. The U.S. military furthered settler colonial occupation of indigenous lands, from mining uranium and testing nuclear weapons on Navajo land to poisoning and harassing indigenous communities throughout the Pacific, like in Hawaii and Okinawa. The U.S. military maintains colonial violence against indigenous peoples. Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to support apartheid, occupation, and ethnic cleansing in Palestine, giving the fake regime of Israel nearly $4 billion in aid just last year. The U.S. military is the world's largest institutional polluter in the world. The U.S. military is the world's largest oil consumer and causes more greenhouse gas emissions than 140 countries. Along with fossil fuel use, the U.S. military has harmed the environment by dumping toxic chemicals that poison communities throughout the United States. Yet, at COP26, militaries were exempt. Americans have publicly spent $21 trillion since 2001 on the Pentagon, and yet $4.5 trillion could fully decarbonize the U.S. electric grid. Student debt is a predatory trap used for military recruitment. The U.S. Army has outright bragged that it has been able to use the student debt crisis as a way to meet its recruitment goals. This predatory recruitment practice, which many characterize as a poverty draft, means that black, brown, and poor white communities are disproportionately more likely to enlist. When warfare is a priority, healthcare is not. Just like promises of debt cancellation, the military uses promises of healthcare to recruit vulnerable communities. Along with depriving people in the U.S. of healthcare to make military service more appealing, the U.S. imperialism deprives the world of healthcare by suppressing medical innovation if it comes from countries that don't align with U.S. imperialism, like Cuba and China. The military budget must go towards reparations for black, brown, and indigenous communities. Along with maintaining white supremacy and systems of oppression, the U.S. military continues to further bloat its budget every year, taking away wealth that could go towards reparations programs for racial equity. The United States owes reparations to countless communities, including payments to black communities for loss of generational wealth tied to slavery, land back to indigenous communities, and repayments to economies destroyed by the U.S. wars, such as Afghanistan. The military's constant hunger for more money is an obstacle to putting money towards reparations programs.